Great Scott. It's time for the Geek News with J-Stu and K-Stu.
News team, assemble!
Hey out there, welcome to this week's Geek News. We're coming to you from the We Got the Geek Newsroom. And of course, it's me, J-Stu, and my co-host, K-Stu.
I am also here.
We're a day late with the news. We were camping all weekend. What a trip that turned out to be. And then yet we needed the day to recuperate yesterday. But that shouldn't affect the news at all.
Nope.
Maybe.
Just that it's a little late.
A little bit late. No big whoop. Anyhow, we'll kick things right off with... we've got some Guardians of the Galaxy casting news. We already knew that Lee Pace and Karen Gillan were in the movie. This week, not only did the movie actually start filming in the UK, but denofgeek.com has revealed who Pace and Gillan are playing. Pace is going to be playing Ronan the Accuser, a member of an alien race called the Kree. And Karen Gillan will be playing Nebula, who is a space pirate and the granddaughter of Thanos. In addition to that, a full casting announcement is coming at Comic-Con at the end of the month, and we should find out then who's voicing Rocket Raccoon and Groot. And I have to admit, I have a little crush on Karen Gillan after watching season 5 of Doctor Who, so I can't wait to see her in this.
You did get a little excited.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, now I'm excited about this casting news. Now I want to find out who she is.
Because she wore a little mini skirt like she does on Doctor Who. I'd be fine with that.
I don't think that's a mini skirt. I think that's a belt that has just slipped a little lower.
Indeed. It's a little wibbly-wobbly timey-wimey.
There you go.
See what I did there?
I do.
But, yeah, her and Lee Pace are the villains. I can't picture... I've only seen Lee Pace on Pushing Daisies, but I really can't picture him as a villain at this point.
No. I can see him doing. He's gonna be more of a cerebral villain, not just I'm gonna destroy everything. I'm going to methodically destroy everything.
And then maybe he'll make some pies and raise the dead.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
That would be the best.
All right, so yeah, Comic-Con's in 3 weeks, and you remind me of this every year. That the news is going to be slow for a few weeks because everyone's saving their major announcements for that day.
It's true.
And they've already announced a big Marvel movie panel for Comic-Con and should get some Thor news as well. And they're expecting to show the first trailer for Captain America 2. The teaser poster came up for that today. It was his shield, and all the red paint had been scratched off it, so you could still see some of the red paint on it.
Yeah.
But it was all silver except for the blue middle with the star in it.
Hmm.
I don't know what that symbolizes, but...
I don't either.
It looked cool. It's in the group if you want to check it out.
I just might.
Okay,
you
what...
mean it's on our page.
On our page, yes. On the We Got the Geek page on Facebook. Like it immediately.
Do it.
Okay, what do you have for us?
Christian Bale has announced that he will not be playing Batman in a Justice League film. We were incredibly fortunate to get to make 3 Batman films. That's enough. Let's not get greedy, says Bale. The actor says he hasn't even been involved in official talks about a Justice League movie. I have no information, no knowledge about anything. I've literally not had a conversation with a living soul. I understand that they may be making a Justice League movie. That's it. But he says he's not sad to pass Batman's cowl to new hands. It's a torch that should be handed from one actor to another, so I enjoy looking forward to what somebody else will come up with.
Is this really much of a surprise to anyone?
No.
He's gone on record saying he won't play Batman again unless Christopher Nolan comes back to direct a movie.
Right.
So, it's great the way they left it. He retired at the end of the movie.
I thought it was a nice ending.
They're obviously going to reboot Batman because, you know, they're going to want to do Batman movies featuring Bruce Wayne and not Gordon Levitt.
Maybe.
So, I know we're going to see a new Batman in this movie. I just hope they pick someone decent and not, a Val Kilmer type. Howie Mandel. His costume would be that rubber glove over his head.
There you go. A black rubber glove. No?
No.
Too far?
No. Never put you in charge of casting for a movie, ever.
Always put me in charge of movies. Casting.
Oh, boy.
Words hard.
Well, Ryan Reynolds was asked some questions about the Deadpool project. And apparently Reynolds is fed up with the delays in shooting. And he's still attached to star in the film. While promoting RIPD, Reynolds was asked for the status of the project. He replied, "That movie is alive and kicking, and then it's dead as a doornail. Then it's alive and kicking, and then it's dead. It's like the worst relationship I've ever had." About the script, Reynolds stated, "The character knows he's a comic book character. He knows he's in a film. He knows who the executives are at the studio making the movie. In the current iteration of the script, Deadpool is aware of the Wolverine movie. He doesn't say anything disparaging about it, but he does at one point play with the Deadpool action figure with some disgust." I've heard about this script. I really wish they would make it. It's an R-rated movie, though, yeah. So I don't know if Marvel's going to want to, you know, put that out. But they've got a director attached to it and everything. It's just the studio holding it back now. Do you think if the Wolverine does well, they might greenlight this finally?
I'm hoping so. That would be nice. Like you said, I'd like to see an R-rated movie. I'm okay with that.
If you remember, they had greenlit all these X-Men solo movies, and then Wolverine X-Men Origins kind of didn't do well.
Yeah.
And then there was a Magneto movie coming out, and that just all of a sudden became X-Men First Class. So it would be nice if this movie saw the light of day. And Ryan Reynolds was great in that movie as Deadpool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So fingers crossed. What's next?
Just to back that, he would be a good Deadpool if they stick with the talking portion of it before he gets no-mouthed.
Oh, yeah. My theory is that wasn't Deadpool at the end.
Okay.
I think they just created some sort of patchwork Frankenstein-like creature and made it look like it was Deadpool. There was an end scene that got cut out of the movie where it was going to be Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool reaching down and picking up the head of that Deadpool creature. Because remember, Wolverine chopped his head off.
Yeah.
Which would have been hilarious if that's how the movie ended. But I think they should make this, and I think they should make it soon before Ryan Reynolds gets so mad he doesn't want to do it.
It's true. All right. What else do I have? George Lucas will receive the U.S. government's highest arts honor from President Barack Obama later this month. The Star Wars creator will be presented with the National Medal of Arts at the White House on July 12th. Previous recipients include Meryl Streep, James Taylor, Quincy Jones, Al Pacino, Clint Eastwood, and Bob Dylan.
Cool. I think he deserves it. I'm a big Lucas supporter. I even enjoyed the prequels. I know I might get roasted alive for that, but I did.
I liked them too.
And even if we ignore the prequels, the guy created Star Wars. He created Indiana Jones.
True story.
He deserves it. He deserves an Oscar. I don't know why he never won one.
Yeah, that just boggles my mind.
The only time he was nominated for... Well, he may have been directed... He was nominated for director for Star Wars. He may have been nominated for American Graffiti. I'll have to double check that. But good for you, George. And he's donating all the money he got from the sale of Star Wars to Disney to higher education. Which right there, I think he deserves like a lifetime pass on anything.
Murder.
Yeah, why not? All right, and finally, from my side, break out the rum and cokes and chicken chips. Trailer Park Boys Season 8 is happening. Jean-Paul Tremblay, Rob Wells, and Mike Smith, also known as Julie and Ricky and Bubbles, have purchased the rights to the Trailer Park Boys franchise from the show's original producers Mike Clattenburg, Barry Dunn, and Mike Volpe. Tremblay, Wills, and Smith have announced that they're planning on making a Season 8, and they're already in pre-production. The one difference this time is the show will not be broadcast on TV, but instead can be found on their new internet channel, swearnet.com. This acquisition does not include rights to the upcoming third film, which is tentatively called Trailer Park Boys 3, Don't Legalize It. I was a big fan of the show and never thought we'd see another season. Season 7 actually ended 5 years ago in 2008. There was one special and one movie after that. And they still tour around as the characters and stuff. I'm wondering how the show's going to be, though, without Mike Clattenburg, who did a majority of the writing and directing. And sure. What other characters are coming back.
It will be interesting.
Yeah, I can't believe that's a show I got into, though. It was just a terrible... They're terrible people.
Pretty much.
I don't know, it made me laugh. Do you have anything else for us?
Probably. That's what I do. Stellan Skarsgård will reteam with his Thor director Kenneth Branagh for Disney's upcoming Cinderella remake. He'll be playing the King's advisor. The character of Cinderella will be played by Lily James, and the wicked stepmother will be portrayed by Kate Blanchett. Skarsgård will be next seen in this fall's Thor: The Dark World.
Cool. I didn't even know they were making a live Cinderella.
I don't think I did either. So, yay! I love Cinderella.
And Skarsgård's a decent enough actor. I liked him as the scientist in Thor and in the Avengers.
And he's Alexander Skarsgård's dad.
I think he should play Aquaman, Alexander Skarsgård.
Okay. That might be the only way you get me to watch an Aquaman movie.
Agree to disagree, right? All right, so that's this week's news. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the box office and with the birthdays. And I can't wait to make fun of one of the movies in the box office. So we'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
A new spin on the traditional comic book store. Pulp Comics now has everything you need to get the party started. Our goal is to make it simple for you by providing a unique and innovative party space. Ample space, seating for up to 30 people, arcade cabinets and board games, and special appearances by superhero or sci-fi characters to make your event an absolute success. Various packages available from simple rental to the space to a fully featured epic party. Come see us at 4559 Queen Street in Niagara Falls. Call us at 905-353-0666 or visit us at www.pulpcomics.ca.
And welcome back to this week's Geek Newsroom. And the lovely Case 2 here has this week's box office, so take it away, Case 2.
That's me. I am the Case 2. So at number one this week, Despicable Me 2. $83.5 million this week. Total gross so far, $143.1 million.
Nice.
You know who's not seeing those kind of numbers?
Is it number two?
Number two. Oh, you know what number two means? It means poop.
Did it actually make it to number two, though? I didn't
think
it was
that high. The Lone Ranger.
Wow.
This week, $29.2 million so far. Its total gross is $48.7 million.
You know what you should never, ever do? Spend $250 million to make a Western.
I don't remember the number exactly, but the advertising budget for it was through the roof.
At least another $100 million.
I've seen, like, maybe 5 commercials for this movie. I don't understand their advertising budget.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of trailers for it. Does that cut into the advertising?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. There's so many other movies that I've been seeing ads for that I kind of didn't even realize this one was coming out.
We talked about this one a long time ago where they had halted production because the budget was getting too high. But $250 wasn't too high for a Western.
Horses don't come cheap.
About the Lone Ranger. Is that a character anyone even cares about anymore?
I guess.
They have a long way to go if they want to recoup.
Yeah.
It's this year's John Carter for Disney, man. Disney's being all cool about it because, I mean, they did have a $1 billion movie at the beginning of the summer in Iron Man 3, and Monsters University did well. So, I mean, it's not going to exactly break Disney, but come on. And should they really have marketed Johnny Depp as the hero of it? He wasn't even the Lone Ranger.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I want to see another movie about the Lone Rangers. You know, Adam Sandler's band from... Oh, I can't remember the name of it now. Airbuds. Airbuddies?
Airbuds. No. Airheads.
Airheads. No, Airbud was the dog, right?
Right.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
So, I could have called this before. $250 million for a Western. Not good. Does anyone not remember Cowboys and Aliens from a couple years ago? Anyway, I'm sorry. I digressed. Next.
That's all right. I'm just glad I'm not alone in the I don't want to see a Western field. The Heat at number three. This week bringing in $24.8 million.
The Heat has already generated a sequel in the making.
Well, so far it's grossed $96.3 million. So I think that's sequel territory.
And this would be Melissa McCarthy's second $100 million movie this year. So good on her.
So The Lone Ranger... $29.2 million. The Heat, $24.8 million. Yeah. Okay.
Sandra Bullock, man.
I get it. All right. Monsters University in at number four. World War Z, number five. White House Down, number six. Man of Steel, number seven.
Oh, what a drop for that one.
$11.4 million this week for Man of Steel. And domestic gross of $271.2 million. Here's one you might not have thought was going to be at the number eight spot. Kevin Hart, Let Me Explain.
What now? He kicked his ease into the hole.
Filmed at a sold-out performance at Madison Square Garden, comedian Kevin Hart delivers material from his 2012 Let Me Explain concert tour.
Huh.
Number eight spot this week. Made $10 million. This week.
I didn't even hear about this movie till right now.
So far has grossed $17.4 million.
So it's almost up there with The Lone Ranger.
In other Kevin Hart news, number eight, number nine, This Is the End. Kevin Hart is in two of the top 10 movies of the week.
Wow.
And Now You See Me at number 10. Just to kind of round out where big movies are. Star Trek Into Darkness in at number 11. Furious 6 in at number 12. And in the number 84 spot, Far Out Isn't Far Enough, the Tommy Ungerer story. Made $83 this week.
Cool. Yep. I made that today at work.
There you go.
Wow.
So, Iron Man 3 in at number 16, by the way, this week.
Still in the top 20.
Yep. Holding on. The Internship, and at number 18.
Wow.
Yikes. So, good job, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
So I was right about my number one spot, but I think I was wrong about everything else. Well, let's make a quick prediction here, because I do have what's coming out this week. Grown Ups 2 and Pacific Rim, and they're both getting a lot of...
Oh, I can't even... I'm not even going to call it.
I'm going to say Pacific Rim, but I'm going to say it's just narrowly going to beat out Grown Ups too.
Just because I'm thinking it's summertime and people think that Grown Ups 2 is the kind of movie you can bring your kids to. Whereas Pacific Rim, not so much.
I've been hearing everyone rave about this one, though.
Grown Ups 2 or Pacific Rim?
Pacific Rim.
Oh, yeah. But it's not a kid's movie.
No, it's not.
So, something to do with the kids for the summer... I can see Grown Ups 2 kind of being up there.
Or, you know what? Maybe Despicable Me 2 holds on for a second week.
Third week?
Second week. It came out mid-week? It came out the middle of last week.
Oh, okay. I say Pacific Rim, Despicable Me, and then Grown Ups.
Okay. And I think Superman's going to drop out of the top 10 next week.
If Kevin Hart has anything to say about it, I would say so.
Kevin Hart, number one next week. You heard it here first.
Maybe. Who knows?
All right.
That's crazy.
Well, that brings us to this week's Geek Birthdays. And today on July 9th, we have Tom Hanks. He's funny in everything he's in. Do you have a... I know this is a loaded question, but what is your favorite Tom Hanks movie?
Big.
Oh, it's Big. Okay.
Big is my favorite Tom Hanks movie.
And then
close second is That Thing You Do. Okay.
Those two are great, and I also like Catch Me If You Can, which is one of my favorites by him. And I recently watched Road to Perdition again, and that one actually holds up.
I want to watch that one again.
Fantastic comic book-based movie if you haven't seen it already. On July 10th, we have Sofia Vergara,
and her Diet Pepsi.
Soon to be seen next in the Smurfs 2. We also have Ron Glass from Barney Miller and Firefly, who resembles Kat's uncle. We have Captain Kirk's father, Robert Pine, who is Joe Guterre on Chips. We also have John Sim. Do you know who that is, KJ?
I do not.
Well, he was the master in the recent Doctor Who years, in the David Tennant episodes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Life on Mars.
And I say I don't know who it is, and yet I saw his birthday greeting on the Whovians United page today.
And he was on the British. He was on the British Life on Mars. And then we have two special birthdays to announce tomorrow.
Very special.
First of all, our good friend Steph from the Geek Chic Elite is celebrating a birthday, and she's helped us on the show before. Happy birthday, Steph. And Nerd Biscuit as well, Lisa Bell.
Yay.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Lisa.
Happy birthday to my friends.
Another great person we've had the honor of interviewing, and she's been on the show. So happy birthday, my friends. On July 11th, we have Greg Grunberg from Heroes and Alias.
7-Eleven Day, by the way.
Oh, is that free 7-Eleven Slurpees?
Yes, it is.
Oh, put that on the calendar, because we're going 7-Eleven Day. So Greg Grunberg. And also, I'm going to just say it. He was my favorite Lex Luthor of all the incarnations, Michael Rosenbaum.
Oh, yeah.
Also the voice of the Flash on the Justice League cartoon. And then he got to voice both of them on the same episode, so that was awesome.
Crazy.
On Friday, July 12th, we have Venom himself, Topher Grace. Also Eric Foreman on That 70s Show. On Saturday, July 13th, we have SpongeBob, Tom Kenny. We also have Colton Haynes, who is Roy on Arrow. And then we have Patrick Stewart from Star Trek and X-Men and American Dad. And a little actor by the name of Harrison Ford is celebrating a birthday that day as well.
Aww.
Yep. On Sunday, July 14th, we have Matthew Fox, who is Jack on Lost, and he was on Party of Five with his mullet. We also have Jackie Earle Haley, who was Rorschach in Watchmen. He was Guerrero on The Human Target. He was also the new Freddy Krueger, I believe.
Yeah.
And that's all we have. Oh, and Jane Lynch from Glee. You may have seen her recently in Glee Meets Archie, the epic comic book story.
And all the great Chris Guest movies.
Oh, she was also in The Fugitive.
Yeah.
She was the one that wouldn't say where Richard Kimble was hiding.
There you go.
I think she had a little crush on him in that movie as well.
Acting.
Acting. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back with this week's Geek Calendar. Stay tuned.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
Hey, fellow geeks. We're back with this week's Geek News. And right now, the lovely Casey is going to hit you with this week's Geek Calendar and let you know what things you should be reading, buying, and watching. Take it away, Casey.
Well, today, July 9th, new on Blu-ray and DVD, Warehouse 13 Season 4, and Robot Chicken DC Comics Special.
We saw that on TV last year. That was hilarious.
I would not mind owning it.
There's a second one in the process coming out this fall, too.
And then Wednesday, July 10th, we have some new comics coming out this week.
Some really great comics coming out this week, so let's get to it. We have Batman 22, which is the second chapter of Zero Hour, the new Bruce Wayne Batman origin in the new 52. First part was excellent. We also have Justice League 22, the first part of Trinity War, which is going to cross over into all the Justice League titles. Walking Dead 112. Just read this week that Robert Kirkman is, this for the next 6 months, Walking Dead is going to come out bi-weekly. So we're going to get extra issues in the next 6 months.
Cool.
And he also says this will speed up the trades coming out as well, so we might get three trades instead of two this year. We also have the Superior Spider-Man 13, Part 3 of No Escape, where Spider-Man teams up with the Lizard. And if you've been listening to the comic show, Mayor Jameson goes all diehard in this. Also coming out is a series that Kath and I really like. It's the 12th issue of Hawkeye. And you still have to read the issue as told from his dog's point of view,
right? I read
it. Oh, okay. Review coming soon. Batgirl 22, Daredevil 28, Incredible Hulk 10, which also features Daredevil. There's the team-up we've all been waiting for. Nightwing 22, New Avengers number 8, Star Wars number 7, set in the continuity right before Empire Strikes Back. Here's a big one, Superman Unchained number 2. I hope I enjoy it more than I did the first issue, and that there's no annoying poster in the middle that's part of the story. That was a drag. And Green Lantern Corps 22. I'll turn this over to K-Stu for a second.
Astonishing X-Men number 64. A big ol' Mystique on the cover. Superboy number 22. Young Avengers number 7. Avengers Arena number 12. The shocking finale of Game On.
Yeah, it's like the Hunger Games version of the Avengers. All the teen superheroes have been captured and being forced to fight to the death.
Oh, I don't need to read it.
Some very graphic deaths in that, too.
I saw the Hunger Games. I'm good. World's Finest, number 14. America's Got Powers, number 6. That just looks funny. Katana, number 6. Demon Knight, number 22.
That's ending pretty soon.
Batman, Lil Gotham, number 4.
That's a cute little series. Diana's been loving it. This is just fun to say.
Hell yeah, number 7. The True Lives of the Fabulous Killjoys, number 2. Quantum and Woody, anything to do with Quantum Leap and Toy Story?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Smallville, season 11, number 15. Storm Dogs, number 6. And The Fearless Defenders, number 6.
That, I didn't realize this. This is also a superhero team about the ladies in the Marvel Universe. Alright, we also have Batman Arkham Unhinged number 16. I haven't even heard of this series. I did not know about the first 15. Bravest Warriors 10. Collider number 1. Ghostbusters 6. Another number 1 issue. Judge Dredd Classics number 1. Red Sonja 80. Star Trek 23. Threshold number 7, which is ending soon. And what else do we have here? Okay, Stu.
Damsels number 9 and Damsels Mermaids number 3. Daymen number 1.
What else? Wow, this is a high number.
G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero number 192. Green Lantern, the animated series number 14. Grimm number 3, based on the TV show. Jericho season 4, number 4, also a TV show one. Marvel's Thor, The Dark World Prelude, number 2.
Which is the prequel to Thor 2. Tells you what happens to Thor between Thor and the Avengers.
My Little Pony Microseries, number 6, Applejack.
Ooh, Applejack's in the spotlight. Oh, one that I'm sure John Ballmer's looking forward to, The Shadow / Green Hornet, Dark Knight's number 1. TMNT, New Animated Adventures number 1. And that's it. That's this week's comics for you. Rush on out to one of your favorite comic book stores and show them your support.
Do it. So, Thursday, July 11th, it's 7-Eleven Day, as we've mentioned. go down to your 7-Eleven, get a free Slurpee. It's the small one, but still. Free and then buy something to also support the store.
Free is good.
In theaters on Friday, July 12th, as we mentioned, Grown Ups 2 and Pacific Rim. I kind of want to see Grown Ups 2. Darn it.
Some of the clips look funny.
They do.
And then some of them don't look so
it's
funny.
It's true.
Let's be honest. We're going to see it. We're fans of Adam Sandler. Maybe not a rush right out to the movies kind of movie for us.
Not a get a babysitter and go see it kind of movie.
No.
And definitely not a bring a kid to go see it movie.
No.
Yeah, if it's the third movie playing on a triple feature night at the drive-in, if I can stay awake.
Maybe it'll be playing with Despicable Me 2 at the drive-in.
Oh, now that would be pretty cool. All right, so Saturday, July 13th, the Jace Wars fundraiser is going on from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Candy Safari Parties at 238 West Street in Port Colborne, Ontario. The details are on our website as well. We're helping to raise money for Ronald McDonald House in Hamilton while having a great time with comic artists, face painters, costume guests, and even some very special games and raffles. There will be pizza and pop available as well.
Yeah, like Kat said, we're going to be there. Christopher Yao's going to be there. The Mighty John Balmer's going to be there. And I'm guessing all sorts of costumed Star Wars characters.
I think I saw a mention of Tinkerbell.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
Come on, Ed. It's for a good cause. We're going to have a great time.
It will definitely be fun. So do it. Go there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I had one more, and I lost it. Sunday, July 14th, there's a new episode of Continuum on, and a new episode of Falling Skies.
So make sure you catch those. Continuum, I think, has 3 episodes left for this season.
And then I can get them all and watch them in continuity.
Well, you've been keeping up with Continuum. Falling Skies, we'll be all watching it all at once at the end of the summer. All right, kids, that's your news. So thanks for your patience while we got the news up this week. And we got some great features coming your way this week. Make sure you click like on our Facebook page. Check us out on Twitter and our lovely Pinterest page as well. So thanks for listening. Keep the faith. May the force be with you.
All that good stuff.
All that good stuff. Have a great week, folks.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.